This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The truth belongs to those who twist it.
I don't lose. I either win or I learn. But what if your learning comes at the expense of someone having to spend the rest of their life behind bars?
And sometimes through is the only way out.
And we're not going to stop until we make it out of here.
I'm Ashley Boucher from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, September 27th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Starting off with some sad news today, Zach Estrin, the showrunner behind series like Prison Break and Lost in Space, has died at age 51. According to reports, Estrin died suddenly on Friday of suspected cardiac arrest while jogging. In a statement, his family said, quote, "Zach Estrin was our everything, the best husband, father, son, and friend. He loved to make everyone happy. He loved to make everyone laugh. He loved being a writer-producer and being part of creating these shows that people enjoyed. But above all, he loved his family and friends. Thank you all for being part of his life and ours." Minnie Driver has joined The Witcherverse. The actress will play a shape-shifting storyteller that can travel between worlds and times in the upcoming Witcher Blood Origin series on Netflix. Series creator Declan Dabara said that Driver's character is, quote, "essentially a collector of stories that are forgotten. She believes this story needs to be told again in the modern Witcher world for progress to be made in the future." The long-awaited trailer for HBO's TV series adaptation of The Last of Us is finally here. The popular video games come to life in the trailer, which dropped on Monday, and revealed that Yellowjackets star and recent Emmy nominee Melanie Lynskey will appear as Kathleen, the ruthless leader of a revolutionary movement in Kansas City. Lynskey joins stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey as survivors 20 years after the world has been ravaged by a fungal plague that transforms the infected into zombies. Pascal's character Joel is tasked with smuggling Ramsey's character Ellie out of the quarantine zone to a group of rebel allies on the outside, resulting in an odyssey across the United States. For more on all of these stories, plus news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Things are about to get juicy and judicial on our number three pick, the series premiere of Reasonable Doubt. The Hulu drama series follows whip-smart lawyer Jack Stewart, played by Emiyazi Corinaldi, and takes you through every facet of her complicated life as a powerful defense attorney in Los Angeles. Her family life, relationships with friends, high-stakes job, failing marriage, and possible new romances. She tries to stay balanced, but her life is far from perfect. Corinaldi spoke to EW about what the highlight of the show has been for her.
The highlight of the show for me is, for one, it's the Black woman who's at the center of this. And you get to kind of dive into why this woman makes the choices that she makes, who she is as a result of making these choices, and why she's doing this. And then you get to see the effects of that. And it plays out in a relatable, dramatic, somewhat messy way at times. But such is life. You know, it's that gray area that we're kind of all in. And that's what I love about her. She's this, you know, woman who could be described as maybe being morally ambiguous, but she's about the truth. Again, at the end of the day, that's all it is. That's all that matters. The law she really upholds, and also even the clients that she takes on. You know, she takes on cases, represents people who she believes will really benefit from the law and the truth. And so we get to just experience all that. And that's what I love about it, is because it's done through a lens of someone that I haven't really seen on television in this kind of way.
Come for the drama, stay for Michael Ealy as Jax's will they, won't they former client. It's all there on the series premiere of the sizzling drama Reasonable Doubt. The first two episodes are streaming now on Hulu. It's trivia time. Reasonable Doubt boasts a large catalog of classic hip-hop and R&B hits in each episode, including music from Outkast, Jill Scott, Nipsey Hussle, and more. Showrunner Ramla Mohammed told EW that she scripted in the songs for the show to get the tone just right. But there's one rapper in particular that inspired many aspects of the series, with the title of the show being inspired by his very first album, and the episode titles inspired by his discography. Which of the following rappers is it? Kanye West, Jay-Z, or the Notorious B.I.G.? Stick around for the answer. Have you really made a successful procedural drama if you don't get at least one spinoff? Our number two pick today, The Rookie Feds, is the first spinoff of ABC's The Rookie. For regular viewers of The Rookie, they all met Simone Clark, the FBI's oldest rookie, last season. For those just tuning in to watch Niecy Nash slay, the show offers up the most unconventional of FBI agents in Simone. Let's take a listen to Nash's thoughts on her character.
I think we can always count on Simone to dance by the beat of her own drum. We can always count on her to trust her instinct and to always bet on herself.
Is this going to be problematic in the FBI?
Well, I mean, there's two ways of doing things. There's the FBI way and then there's the Simone Clark way. And they're not the same. You get a similar result at the end. Well, she is textbook for there is more than one way to skin a cat.
Though audiences are probably most familiar with Nash as a comedic superstar on shows like Reno 911, Claws, and Never Have I Ever, The Rookie Feds gives her a chance to also show off her dramatic chops and do some action sequences. Nash told EW and The Rookie star Nathan Fillion about the challenge of executing a complicated sequence in heels.
I would say my hardest stunt was running in a wedding dress. And I was just like, why did we think this was going to be a good idea? But that was the stunt. Kick open the door, have your gun drawn, chase the bad guys, and, you know, shoot a helicopter down, all while wearing a wedding dress. And not a wedding dress and sneakers. A wedding dress with real wedding heels.
The first season of The Rookie Feds premieres tonight on ABC. For more from Nash and Fillion on The Rookie Universe, check out their interrogation of each other on EW.com. Get ready for a ride-along from the comfort of your couch with plenty of twists and turns along the way. Don't go anywhere. What to Watch has to take a quick break. But we'll be right back with our number one pick and the answer to trivia.
Oso.
No one.
More about gel coat.
When the fourth round.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Natalie Z plays Eve Harris on the NBC drama La Brea, which we'll get to in just a minute. Eve is an overprotective mom who fights for her and her family's life. We asked Natalie, what you're watching? Here's what she had to say.
What I'm watching right now, I have about 20 minutes left of the entire series of Better Things. Pamela Adlon's show that aired on FX originally. It went 5 seasons, and You know, I missed it. Pam is a friend. And when it premiered, I had a nursing infant and I was working, you know, 15 to 17 hour days every day. And that whole era of television is gone for me. I missed it. I simply wasn't in a position to be able to consume it. So I revisited the pilot after I was doing research for a project and watched the pilot and never stopped. And it got me through COVID. I found that it was really hard for me to watch anything. Everything made me think too much about bad things. And yet better things felt like, it sort of felt like home to me. And what Pam did was, it shouldn't feel revolutionary, but it does, because she made a show that was unapologetically for women. And as far as we've come and as progressive as we think we are now as content makers, that's a pretty major feat, to not feel as though you have to cater to a wide audience. Oh, well, I mean, 51% of the population, that's pretty wide. But I love it. I love how much she embraces female relationships. And I'm on the finale now, and I've had to stop it a few times because I'm doing a lot of crying. I don't want it to be over. I have a daughter. I am an actress. There are a lot of things about this story that I relate to in a very, very deep way. And it's become something very special to me. So thank you, Pam, for making a beautiful story.
It's time for some big hair and even bigger problems on our number one pick, the season premiere of La Brea. The NBC drama centers around a massive sinkhole that engulfs part of Los Angeles and teleports people through time and space. In season two, the survivors are split up and face harrowing challenges from nature and new enemies. Friends Josh and Riley discover that they're in the year 1988 without any idea where their families are or what they're supposed to do in a decade they never even lived through. Here's a preview.
Mom, run!
Since the day we got here.
Do you know who we are?
We have fought for our lives.
There's something in the water.
For our families.
I love you, Lucas.
And we're not gonna stop until we make it out of here.
I have a family that need me. We're gonna get them back.
I know this land.
They're dangerous. You will not be prepared for.
Run!
We're in trouble. I still plan on finding a way home.
Everything is moving into its right place.
I did not see that coming.
Eve and Levi have been taken.
The exiles, merciless.
If we don't protect your friends,
this is definitely 1988.
I think we're stuck here. Very bad things will happen.
Oh my God.
Something's not right.
I thought I lost you.
We don't always get to choose our own path. Sometimes everyone is chosen for us.
You are never going to believe what happened.
The survivors' journey to find their way home is a long and treacherous one, but we're along for the ride. Watch the season premiere of La Brea tonight at 9 on NBC and streaming tomorrow on Peacock.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following rappers' first album and discography helped inspire the show Reasonable Doubt? Was it Kanye West, Jay-Z, or the Notorious B.I.G.? The answer is Jay-Z. The Brooklyn-born rapper came out with his debut album, titled Reasonable Doubt, in 1996. The premiere episode of the Hulu series is titled Can't Knock the Hustle, named after the first song off the Jay-Z album. The second episode is titled Family Feud, a song featuring Beyoncé on Jay-Z's 2017 album, 444. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow along or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Ashley Boucher. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Ashley B Reports. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep, hosted and produced by Ashley Boucher, edited by Lauren Klein, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What?